Last time they didn't start on time, so I thought.
Not really, is it, Schwab?
No. So today was Yud Iyar, and there was a Chassam Sofer who writes in the Teshuvah that Yud Iyar, you may be called a Pesach Sheni. It's 4 days before Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. And the same as Shabbos HaGadol, was the beginning of the Bikur for Pesach Rishon. So he writes in the Teshuvah that the beginning of Bikur. The only problem is, there's a Mefurash Gemara which says in Sochim, Daf Tzadi Vav, I think, Tzadi Vav, the Pesach Rishon Ton, Bikur Arba Yomim. First Pesach, when you make Pesach, they needed Bikur 4 days for Korban Pesach. Or Pesach Sheni Einoi Ton Bikur. But Pesach Sheni doesn't need Bikur. And the Chavos Chassam Sofer knew Shas better than we know Moideani. Right? So, how you talking that he missed it out? So I heard an answer that there's a chiluk between
Mashiach would come.
If Mashiach, that's it. The chiluk whether we had the opportunity for the first one or not. I mean, even the Meshech Chochma says some nusach like, if we own the Mashiach came between Pesach Ish and Pesach Sheni, so then for Pesach Sheni we'll keep it a full 7 days. Ad Kedei Kach. It takes over everything. Okay, so I thought that was just an introduction, because it's almost Pesach Sheni. So we'll look at the Chinuch, what he explains a few in Yonim about that special day. So in Mitzvah Shin Pei, which is in Parshas Baal Oysecha, first mitzvah there, he explains there's a mitzvah, as we all know, make Pesach Sheni, those people who were betomei, b'derech v'choyka, they weren't able to make the first one, so then they did the second one. In fact, I saw Shlomo Zalman writes that there were chevra, Anshe Yerushalayim, who didn't want to be potter from Pesach Rishon because of an oynes. There's no Beis Hamikdash, no Mizbech, so we're oynes, we don't want to do it. They wanted to exempt themselves completely, so on Erev Pesach, they would leave the Chomet Yerushalayim, because then the potter, because of Derech V'choyka. So it's not Machmas Oynes, it's a dinner potter. And he doesn't like it, he says there's not, no reason for that. Because the Maisa is the same type of Oynes. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're not able to do it. And he goes into an Inyan about it. But Akoponim, the fact is, Pesach Rishon, as we know, the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Sfir Sahoyma, the first day is Miyuchat to teach us Hashkochas HaBoyrei. And we've got to concentrate on that theme. And only afterwards do we start counting the Sfira, building on those foundations, and we count up to Shavuos. So here again, in Mitzvah Pesach Sheni, he writes a very similar theme. It's kedai to look at it. He says, Mishosh HaMitzvah. Lefisha mitzvah Pesach hu ois chazok hu baro l'chol roye Hashemesh b'chidush ha'olam. What do we gain from Pesach? He says it's visible to anyone who can see the sight of the sun. In other words, as clear as daylight. It's coming to teach us one thing, and that is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mechadesh the world, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam controls the world, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will turn the world upside down for the sake of Klal Yisrael. He says, Ki oz ba'eisahi, osa yimonu akel baruch hu nisim v'niflois g'doylois. You would think, when did we have Pesach? Was it 6 months ago? It's only 3 weeks ago. And we're eating matzah, and the nahama de me'emnu nisa, the bread of emuna, for 7 days, and it's already worn off, hasn't it? Anyway, so Baruch Hashem, we've got a Pesach Sheni to eat mechazik ourselves. And you know, there isn't, some people have an inyan to eat matzah Pesach Sheni. The Chazanish, he never had the minag. He says, Anaya mitzvah. He says, Anaya, where's your state? Anaya mitzvah. But the stipler apparently did eat matzah Pesach Sheni. So those people have the minag, gesunte heit. There may be a special offer in Halpins, you know, there may be. Yeah. Right. Okay. Nisim in Iflois, Gedolois, Vishina Teva Olam. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did the first miracles. He turned round the laws of nature. Le'enei Amim Rabim. not just a private thing, but in public. It was a performance for the whole world to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would change the Bria. V'ro'u kol ami ha'aretz ki hashkachosoi v'yecholtoi b'tachtoinim. And everyone could therefore see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly in control of what goes on down here on earth. And then everyone started believing. If Hashem does something really wonderful, really incredible, then even the big skeptics, they start acknowledging that there is truth here. And all those who come after us will believe in truth. And it teaches us, therefore, if Hashem can change the world, so what we call laws of nature are not really applicable anymore. You know, we've got laws of physics. If you boil water, it gets hot, then it turns into a gas, it starts steaming up. These are laws of nature, the laws of physics. They tell you in a textbook how things work. But if things can imagine, you put a kettle on the boil, and instead of turning into steam, it turns into a block of ice. So the answer, what's going on in the world? The whole world's turned upside down. So a small little change in the mindset of the Bria indicates that you don't go by laws of nature anymore. The Rabbeinu Shalom controls everything, and therefore he created the world. Yesh me'ayin, right? It's all up to his Ratzon. Ba'ez shiratza. V'hu ha'ez ha'yudua. V'af ha'pish shabriyas ha'yesh mina ayin hu dova nimna midech ha'teva. Even though this concept of ex nihilo, something from nothing, is something which is against the laws of nature. In other words, even what the Goyim say, Big Bang, is against the laws of nature, because you can't have something from nothing. And even we don't say Yesh Me'ayin, we say it's called ex Deo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom created it. Didn't happen by itself, something from nothing. So this is what we learn. The same as people can't understand something from nothing, or something that a Rabbeinu Shem should create something, likewise they can't understand how a waterway, a river, an ocean can split in order for people to walk through on that dry land. And for a whole nation without Tesco, they survive. A whole nation without shops. How do they get the food? Right? Every single day, you open up your tent, the milkman's there, dropped off a piece of mon outside, take inside, make a bracha. Shalom, what bracha you make? Lecha min ha-shamayim. Anyway. Everything there which happened, the whole Doya Midbar, it was managed to show the whole world upside down on its head. Laws of nature don't apply anymore. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has got a special connection with Klal Yisrael. And if we do what is the Ratzon Hashem, we can turn around nature. That I saw very interesting in Malbim, last week's Sedra, Pashas Kedoshim. So the Sifri there learns that im atem mekadshim atzmachem is ki eluki dashdem oisi. It says, oh, you mekadish me. And if you're not mekadish yourself, so you're not mekadish oisi. So yochol, that it may have a bearing on shemayim, tam eloi meki kodosh ani, the kudushosi lemaila, whatever you do, I'm still kodosh. So Malbim explains, the moedika Malbim, he says, what's going on here? You're mekadish, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're not mekadish. He says, no, because if you're mekadish yourself, the whole teva of the bria changes, because Rabbeinu Shel Olam will change a different hanhaga, lamala midercha teva. If you go against your ratzon and you do lamala midercha teva, you live a life of kedusha, so the whole world is a different world. So you go to a tzaddik and he gives you a bracha and you see more miracles, right? It happens every day. People are going to Rebbes, they're going to Rosh Yeshivas, they're going to Gedolim every single day. These are heilige yidden. And a heilige yid, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, kiddash dem oisi. You make a kedusha, it goes right up to Shemayim. So this is what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed everything for us, for Klal Yisrael. And of course, this is the foundation of the whole Torah. Okay, so it goes further for Shteitzach, that this is the whole Yesod, and therefore, it says, if a person missed out on Pesach Rishon, and Pesach Rishon is the anniversary to remind us all what happened, so then Gevalt, I mean, the big foundation is cracking. What do we do? So he explains, Olafishu Yesod Godol Badas, Hegia Hachiyuv Gam Kein Afal Agesh in Iskaya Ben Pesach Rishon Lesheni. If someone's missed it out, says Alkein Hayemut Soino Baruch Hu Lezakus BeMitzvah Zu Anichbedes Kolish MiYisrael VaAl Yakvuhu Oynes VeRichu Mokay MeAsoisa. That if a person, it's the only mitzvah we have a second chance. If a person was an oynes and he missed out first time round, so he's going to feel terribly dejected. So therefore the Baruch Hashem gives him a second chance. And also afilu a ger who's megaya between Rishon Lesheni, v'chein kotun shehigdul ben shnei apesachim shechayovim lasus pesach sheni, they're given a second chance. So you see the idea of the Pesach is very, very important. Question is, about this Chasam Sofer. So we said that when do we have a Pesach Sheini? If a person missed out Ba'onus on Pesach Rishon. Now the din is, the Gemara says, Yechid vayihu anoshim tumeim lenefesh odom. There were people who were tame, individuals. So we learn from there, Yechidim nidochim ve'en sibo nidochim. That if there's a few individuals, the minority, they couldn't do Pesach Rishon, they've got an opportunity to do Pesach Sheni. But what happens if the majority of the Tzibur are Tomei? An individual's Tomei, he gets a second chance. And if the Tzibur are Tomei, Ein Tzibur Nidochim, and we say, Oysim Betuma, Ki Tuma Duchia Betzibur. So let's say the Mashiach will come just like a few days before Pesach, and we're still Tomei, all Tomei, we're having our Paraduma for 7 days. Tommy Mace, doesn't matter. We can make the Pesach, Mamish, Kirchosu, Hutsurasai, and no one's pushed off to Pesach Sheni unless he's an Oynes or some say a different type of Tuma Yosimigufa, maybe different, but Tuma Sheret, something which he can be Metar from and he wasn't, then he may be pushed off. But the Tzibur itself is not pushed off. Then he writes like this. He says, what would happen if on first Pesach there was only a Miut to Meim? But by the time you get a month later, there were boys who were bar mitzvah, and there were gerim who added on, and if you add on the total, it tips the scale. It turns out the majority of Klal Yisrael now are missed out on the first one. Do they have a right to get pushed off to the second one or not? Because we say, ein sibul nidochim. So he says, haklal ikad dinza. Demiut v'roiv gezeres hakosuvhi, rak bo'oim dim kam v'yecholim la'asus ha-pesach. This din that the Tzibur is not pushed off is only if they were able to do it the first time round. And that's where we take the count and see how many people are there. He says, Im kei nire boro, im yebone ha-bayis b'mehero b'yomenu, b'in shnei ha-psochim, if the Beis HaMikdash is built between the two. Then he says, Kiven de berishon lo yhoyu Yisroel shom, v'lo yhoyu mekadesh mikdash, v'ein chilo b'in roiv lemiot. If the Mashiach will come now, we'd all be able to do Pesach Sheni, because our Tzibur doesn't matter. Says the Chinuch, says Minchas Chinuch, that the din only applies if there was a Mikdash in Nisan. If there's no Mikdash, then everyone has a second chance. Im ken kol Yisrael chayovim lasus Pesach Sheni kemoyt in Iskai v'geyim habe. For example, if many geyim were added on, ki dinim elu deroivu miot heim rak mea oimdim chutz la'azor kemuvu b'rambam v'shasana. It brings Yerushalmi as well. And then he writes, he writes somewhere that Anikoisiv Milimelu, that I'm writing this between Rishon Lesheni. Can't see it offhand. Al Kaponim, he writes that I'm writing this between the first one and the second one, and let's hope Bimhe of Yomenu we'll be able to be Makam the Mitzvah. Okay. Anyway, Al Kapon, the Shaila is now, Mola Halacha. Do we do Tachnun on Sunday? Now, here, not a problem, in Shtibul, I've got Hoyt, the ganze Woche, don't bother with Tachnun. But the Shaila is, what about us, the Yekkers, or the Ashkenaz? Do we say Tachnun or not? Right? So, the dinim of Tachnun are in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. And there it brings down all the days you skip out Tachnun. No, even like Ba'oima says the Ma, skip out Tachnun. But on Pesach Sheni, no mention. So the implication is Mishnah Berurah also, no mention of skipping it out. So if you're really accurate, no mention of missing out, you have to say it, right? If it doesn't say skip, you have to do it. However, the Sharit Shuvah there, Nois Yud Tes, he brings down a minhag not to say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. And he brings down, some places will say it, some places don't say it. But it's known that the Chazon Ish, he did say Tachnun. Because he said like this, when is it, the Yisoid of... What?
He didn't even eat the matzah.
Oh, yeah, he didn't eat the matzah either. Yeah. He didn't eat the matzah and he said Tachnun. Now, the reason why we skip out Tachnun on certain days is because of Simcha. As a Chosun in Shul, Simcha, if there's a bris, Simcha. So because of the Simcha, it's not appropriate to say Tachnun. You know, ruin is Simcha, right? You've got to make people feel good, you know. Don't make them say, oh, to be chilled out. So we don't say Tachnun on certain occasions. Says the Chazon Ish, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no carbon, so there's no need. I mean, light the light, no Beis HaMikdash. There's no place for Simcha here, right? He said, therefore, say Tachnun. In Lederman Shul, Chaim Kineski, so they say Tachnun. But in all the yeshivas and everywhere else, they all don't say Tachnun. I saw in Halicha Shloimeh from Shloimeh Zalman, he says, Ein Oimim Tachnun B'Yud Dalet B'Iyah. Right? But then he writes, Abo betes vov be'ir, on the 15th of Iyar, then we do say Tachnun even in Chutz La'aretz. Now that's a question. We had 2 days of Pesach because of Sveika Deyoma, so why don't we skip our Tachnun for 2 days? He says, yeah, 2 days, you didn't know which was the first day Yom Tov, so you have 2 days Yom Tov, so have 2 days Pesach Sheini, Sveika Deyoma. 2 days,
that's
So this is the answer he gives. When do we bring a Pesach Sheini? Only in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only appropriate. And Yud Dalet. Right? So no, there's no Sveika D'Yoma in it. Because it can't be done in Chutz La'aretz. It's irrelevant in Chutz La'aretz. It's not a din of when supper. There's no Sofit because there and then, either you bring it on the Yud Dalet or you don't. Right. Now, normally when we skip out Tachnun, we don't say Tachnun the day before, Mincha before either. However, Pesach Sheni is different. Even those people who skip out Tachnun, Mincha before, and we do say. So what's the reason? When you don't say it, it's because the whole day is a day of Simcha. But when you bring the Korban Pesach or Pesach Sheni, only Bein Arbaim, only in the afternoon. So in other words, we'll skip out Tachnun for Shachris, because that's like skipping out the Mincha the day before. Really, the morning isn't yet the time yet. But we do it because we're bringing it a little bit earlier. You know, that's the reason why we bring it then.
Whereas Mincha before, you see, there's no
here. No, Mincha before, we would say Tachnun because it's got no Shaychus. It's so far there, it's like last week, you know. Yeah, that's what they say.
That's why I said
Tzitz Koskha. Oh, that's correct. We would say Tzitz Koskha then, yeah. I'm sure you'll find someone who would say, oh, Chas V'Shalom. Right. Just tell him, Chas V'Nis says Tachnun even on, you know. Right. Anything. Kosher Vakim Ayoim. Right. Ayoim HaKov Kizman HaKov is Pesach. Right. Okay, so after Pesach Sheni, that's just a few little things about Pesach Sheni. After that, the main event next week is obviously on Thursday, Mi'etz Hashem Lag Ba'Ima. So Lag Ba'Ima, the famous Gemara as we know in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. So the kids and Nimrods, you all know the story, and there were the Machlokes and the Gemara, they were discussing what is the cause of the Misa of Askara, Rahman al-Islam, diphtheria. Because Tamidi Rabbi Akiva died, or they had Askara. So the Gemara declares that about the thing, and then it happened to be Rabbi Yehuda was there, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, they were sitting together, and Rabbi Yehuda started praising the Romans, Rabbi Yosef was quiet, Rabbi Shimon started slagging off the Romans, and when they found out about it, so then he had to run away, he was in Amara for 12 years. Anyway, what happened? He comes out after 12 years, he sees people who are Kalbi, Vazari, they're ploughing and they're sowing, they're busy, and he says, oh, you give out, he says, Manichim Chai Oilam, Oiskim Chai Shah. So he says, what's going on? Wherever he looks, he burnt it up. So Abasco comes out and says, go back home. Have you come to destroy my world? Go back, go work packing. Okay. So, Reb Shimon Yechai, he had this shit, as we know from Brochus Lamed, hey? He said, Reb Shimon Yechai, Oimer, Ev Shodom Chorish B'Shas Chavisha, and he's just planting and thing. says Torah Matzehei Aleo, and the Zman she saw Loisu Misoni Shom Mokoy Malachtim Nasis Ali Dechayim. If you learn Torah, you don't need to worry about anything else. Boinishom Geva and Hogalaman Medecha Teva. You live a life of holiness. Don't worry about the mundane. You've got a spiritual ambition. You don't need to dray a cop with down here on earth. So that's very nice. But the Stei Chemed Asakasha. He says, it's a stira. In the Gemara Menachos, Daf Tzadi Tes, says like this. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. Afilu loy kora odom ele kriya shema shachris v'aves. If all what you could do, you were busy, you just said shema in the morning, shema in the evening. Kayem iz mekayem the posu lo yom ush seif hatur zemi picha v'egisa bo yom um v'layla. If you learned Torah Gansa Tog, Shachris, Ma'ariv, you went to shul, you said shema, gewaldig. But he says, but this thing don't tell in certain places, right? But Rava Omar, no, mitzvah, you can tell wherever you want, because they'll show you that you can get such as a chus of lo yomush sefer Torah and zemi picha just by two a day. So avada, if an amaris would appreciate that, he would learn even more. So Shtei Chemes is what's going on. That Rabbi Shimon Yechoi seems to be the Torah only man. And then the next minute he's saying, no, morning and night is also okay. So Stei Chemin answers, yeah. The answer is easy. He says, before, when he first came out of the Ma'ara, so he had a view on the world is only for spiritual endeavors and Torah and nothing else. Then he went back to the Ma'ara for 12 months and he had to come out of there again, then he saw a different world. He saw a world that you're not busy working, but you turn that work into ruchnias. He says, if you've got a cheshbon, when you're doing that, he saw a yid with some hadassim, he says, what are you doing with this? He says, echad neged zocha, echad neged shoma. He says, oh, you do oilam hazeh, for tzoych avoydes Hashem. He says, all avoydes Hashem. Okay, and with that, we finish the day the Torah way.